This pod is dedicated to modern ambient sounds. Rickert notes in Chapter 4, the very first artworks, like that of the Lascaux Cave, were usually produced in spaces of the cave where sound was part of the environment. Rickert quotes Stephen Waller as noting that cave art was placed in chambers chosen for their acoustic properties. This points to Brian Eno's famous ambient compositions, most notably the 1995 Windows Startup Music, which I would play for you if it weren't against copyright. Eno was known for creating non-imposing sounds, or ambient sounds, which might promote calm, but do not impose upon listeners too much. What's important about Eno's sound, and even the sound of a MacBook clicking or typing, is not just that it emotionally and crucially integrates sound with social and material environment. It does do this. These sounds no doubt create an emotional relationship to the computer, as well as, over time, a sense of familiarity, which does meet the ends and goals of Microsoft. However, Rickert reminds us that this attention to sound is not enough, or it's too little. That indeed the sound and the design of the sound itself exceeds its user's intent, and in its existence invites human and non-human agents into the interaction and ambient environment, so that what results, and is still resulting, may be best described as a cradling environment that produces affects and effects without force. Rickert ends Chapter 4 by paraphrasing Eno, whose ambient music is inherently political, evoking new senses of place and how human beings inhabit it.